Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
All right, that's you.
Oh, okay, I guess I'm on. Welcome, folks. This is In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. I am a clinical psychologist who my practice has developed into more spiritual guidance, working with the angels, doing angel card readings, doing tarot card readings, and helping people with their issues by helping them and working with them to align themselves with their spirit guides and their angel guides, and finding that path and that route to enter into spiritual awakening so that problems are solved in a way that works toward our highest good. And we're always working with the, at least in the back part of our brain, thinking that anything that we enter into, that we're always moving toward our highest good as we're working with the angels. So I am very pleased to have you with me this evening. I am on every Thursday night, Eastern time, 8 to 9 o'clock. I'm actually in Mountain time, so let me vote for Mountain time this time, and that would be 6 o'clock. So my website is under construction, but you can reach me at drconniesays@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you, comments about the show, things that you might be going through. I also, at the half hour, am going to do angel card readings. So anyone who would like to have a question for the angels, I would be very honored to work with you this evening at the half hour with an angel card reading. So today I wanted to start with a Sioux legend. And I have heard this in other formats, but I have a kindred spirit with the Native Americans, and I know it's from my past lives as a Native American. So this really kind of bit me, so I wanted to share it with you. The Creator gathered all its creation together and said, "I want to hide something from the humans until they are ready for it. It is the realization that they create their own reality." The eagle said, "Give it to me. I will take it to the moon." The Creator said, "No, one day they will go there and find it." The salmon said, "I will bury it on the bottom of the ocean." The Creator said, "No, they will go there too." The buffalo said, "I will bury it on the Great Plains." The Creator said, "They will cut you into the skin of the earth and find." I'm sorry. "They will cut it in. They will cut into the skin of the earth and find it there." Grandmother Mole, who lives in the breast of Mother Earth, and who has no physical eyes, but sees with spiritual eyes, said, "Put it inside of them. That's the last place they will look." And the Creator said, "It is done." What I wanted to share with you this evening, as I was taking my walk, I was surrounded. I get to walk. I'm fortunate enough to get to walk in a natural setting, and I was surrounded by the fairies. And the fairies asked me if I would speak on their behalf tonight, and introduce them to some of you and deeper your appreciation for others. Because we are energy and we vibrate at a frequency, the fairies, because of their residing here on the earth, vibrate at a level that is very close to our frequency. Sometimes it's harder for some people to connect with their angels, because if they're depressed or anxious or fearful or doubtful, if there's disbelief. Sometimes it's hard to reach some of the angels that we would like to. It's much easier to reach the fairies because they vibrate at a lower frequency, again, because of their closeness to the earth. And what the fairies do is they can help us to connect with our angels. It was actually the fairies who guided me into seeing and learning the names of my guardian angels. So they are extremely helpful. They're extremely funny. They are they laugh and they flit around like the little creatures that they are. But they can be very, very helpful if we can stop long enough to pay attention to them. Fairies are the angels of nature. They are here to heal and protect the environment and the animal world. They are pure love and light, like angels. But unlike angels, fairies have egos. Angels do not. So angels love us unconditionally. Fairies tend to favor those people who love and take care of the earth. And the way that you can communicate, you, in a way, you almost have to earn the respect of the fairies by the approach you have to plants and animals. It doesn't take a lot. And when the fairies see that you are being mindful of their realm, then they are very welcoming you into their kingdom. They're a bit shy. They're very sensitive. But and they really need you to believe in them. And I read a lot of information, misinformation, that say fairies are a myth, they're just part of mythology, they're part of something in fairy tales, but fairies are alive and well and are a part of God's hierarchy of being able to connect with the spirit world. So one of the ways that you can create with the fairies is you could go outside. The easiest way to connect with the fairies, because they are in nature, is to go out in nature. If you live in a large city and you don't have a lot of greenery, just sitting outside, because the fairies are even in the air that we breathe. There's usually, even in the bowels of the biggest cities, they'll have planters that have plants in them. Sit by those. If you can get out into a park, if you can get out among the trees and the flowers, do that. When I was on my walk this morning, there was a cactus, small plant, almost like a prickly pear plant, and right up in the middle of it was the most beautiful batch of flowers. So the fairies are all about beauty, and they're about protecting the earth, and they bring hardiness to the plants so that those you know, darn little pieces of grass that come up through the cracks in our driveway, fairies are all about growth and nurturing. the fairies want you to care for the earth, and there's any number of ways that you can do that. You, for example, recycling is one of the kindest things that we can do for the earth. Excuse me, I'm having some problems with my phone. I'm so sorry. Hang on. Okay, I'm so sorry. Recycling is one of the easiest ways that we can take care of the earth. Some towns have recycling as part of their trash pickup. Some other places you might have to call your city hall and find where they have recycling places. You can buy a plant. You can put greenery and bring some of the earth into your home or into your office space. And because fairies are always around plants, if you have animals, if you have pets, the fairies are already around your animals. But if you buy a plant, then you can ask the fairies, how is the best way for me to take care of this plant? I used to say that my plants lived in spite of me because everything I ever bought would die. And it never, this was before I started on my spiritual path. And what I do now is I invite the fairies in and ask for their guidance in how do I nurture, where do I put it, how do I water. And some people say you should buy certain plants. I say go for the plant that speaks to you because the fairies that will respond to you will be in those plants. So go for the plant that speaks to you. You can donate to buy a tree. They have plenty of places, and now with Yosemite on fire, you can certainly do something toward donating in a charitable way to refurbish areas that need to have greenery brought to it. You can make a fairy altar in your home. Again, fairies are angels. They are a beautiful, natural way to bring angels into your home. And a very simple way would be to put a cloth down and bring in some nature. You can bring in leaves, flowers, bowls of water. You can put down crystals that you are naturally drawn to. Fairies like the clear crystals. They like the rose quartz. But they will respond and they will resonate with any crystals that you resonate with. So bring in something like that and set an intention to have the fairies come into your home and to bless your home and to bless you. And in return, you ask the fairies what you can do for them. And this will go back to listening very carefully to what they will tell you to do. They may tell you to go out and take a walk. They may tell you to plant a garden. They may tell you to take a plant over to someone who maybe doesn't feel well. And by setting an intention, what you're really doing is making a commitment and making a statement that says, this is what I'm going to do. And it's not a, make setting an intention is not a flippant statement. Setting an intention is like, I commit that I'm going to do this. So it you've sort of drawn a line in the sand, and you've stated by your very word to the Creator and the angels what you intend to do. So don't set your intentions lightly, because the fairies and the angels are going to expect you to carry out your intention. You can also use eco-friendly products. They're becoming easier and easier to find. You can go to Trader Joe's or Whole Foods or a natural market. A lot of the grocery stores are selling eco-friendly products now. So they may cost a little more money, but if you ask the angels and the fairies, then they will help you to be able to offset the cost of those items. They also had a very specific message that they wanted me to give you, and what they wanted me to tell you was that those of you that are being drawn to the fairies, you're moving at a higher frequency, and you may not feel like your normal self. For example, you may find that you're absent-minded. You may find that you're forgetful, or you're not thinking clearly. You may find that your heart's beating faster than what it normally beats. You may find other strange or different sensations that are going on in your body. What this is perfectly normal for you at this time, because you are beginning to move at a higher frequency, and your body is having to adjust to a faster, just faster revolutions in your beingness. So what you are encouraged to do is to drink a lot of water, to get plenty of rest, and know that you'll be back to feeling your normal self in a little bit. But for a while, when you go through these transitions, then you need to let yourself just go through it, and don't try to rush it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't think there's something wrong with you. But just know that the angels and the fairies and the Creator and the universe is working with you in a way so that you're being constantly changed and shifted to move toward becoming your highest self. This is what the Sioux story was saying, in that the gift from the Creator is put inside of us, so we don't have to go somewhere to find it and then adjust ourselves to some external something. And there's one word that keeps coming up to me, and that's the word synchronicity, of just something that you're thinking about, something that you want to do, and the angels moving you in that direction, so that you know that the I call it the universe is swirling. I recently found a job, which I thank God for every day. But before I found this job, I had a lot of other jobs that were contacting me, something I would never be interested in and never do. But I realized that just the fact that I was opening myself up to a job, I was allowing the universe to start sending me a bunch of stuff. And it was like, okay, here's a job. Do you want that? And I would say, no, I don't want that. Well, here's a job. Do you want that? So I could have taken any of them. And sometimes what the universe does is say, well, you sure you really want, you know, you really want what you say you want? Well, okay, but here's this over here. So it's an opportunity for me to continue creating what it is I want to create. I wanted to work with people. I wanted to make a difference. I had a list of kind of what I wanted, and this follows very closely to my list. But as I was getting these jobs, these job pop-ups from the computer, I saw it as the universe swirling. And I had an interesting conversation with Mark today, and he, because I was thinking of something that I wanted to bring into existence, and I didn't think it was out there, and I had been told by other people, my naysayers, don't think about that now. This isn't the time. You're moving too far ahead. You're not there yet. And all of a sudden, Mark starts talking about this idea that he had, and I'm having to pick my jaw up off the floor because it was so close to the idea that I had. That's synchronicity. That's when you start thinking that you want to do something, and you just sort of throw it out there, and you all of a sudden it comes bouncing back to you. It may not be exactly as you put it out there, because the universe is going to, number one, just start swirling. So you're going to start getting hints about something that you wanted to create. I want to write a book. Okay, great. So now all of a sudden I start hearing all these advertisements about self-publishing, or I find myself reading about so-and-so who just wrote a book, and this is the universe swirling so that you know when this starts happening, you know that what you want is on its way. So it gives you the evidence that it's going to happen, and it gives you the hope to just hang on because it's coming. We are an instant society. I was watching TV today, and there was a wrinkle-reducing cream that somebody was advertising. And now it took me a long time to get my wrinkles. It took me many years to get my wrinkles. But now I'm supposed to go out and buy this cream, and it's supposed to start within the first application, start reducing and minimizing my wrinkles and fine lines. We just don't want to wait. So we're throwing something out there to the universe, and within 10 minutes, if we don't get the sign that it's going to happen, we think that the universe isn't going to manifest, and we can't manifest what it is we want. But when you... One of the signs you're going to get is that these things just start popping up in front of you, like my conversation with Mark today, or when I was reading this message from the fairies, one of the things that kept coming into my head for several days now, which I have been doing, but for several days, is you got to drink more water. You got to drink more water. And as I'm reading this about this fine tuning that the fairies want to do, one of the things that you need to do when this happens is you got to drink more water. So when you get a recurring message and it just keeps going round and round, you probably ought to pay attention to it, that it's probably the angels or the fairies talking to you. And because you are the being that you are, and you're striving, anyone listening to this show or Spiritual Connections Radio is striving and wanting to move forward in their spiritual walk. So of course, the universe is saying, you got it. Here's what you need to do. So now you're going to start getting these hearing or getting a sense of these recurring messages, like drinking water or taking a walk or watching your blood pressure or, you know, cleaning out your sock drawer or something. It just comes to a time, and this is a very important time, when the angels are calling us into action. And many of us have done all the prep work that we need to do, and now they're pulling us up to a higher calling so that we can begin to do the work that we have prayed so hard to do. Why wouldn't the universe answer your prayer when I'm saying I want to be the best I can be, when I want to share with others? I know that I have this calling to be a nurse or do theta healing or work with animals. And so when you start saying that, and when you start moving in that direction, then the universe and the fairies, especially if you're honoring the earth, those of you that want to be veterinarians or work with horses or work with rescue dogs or whatever it is you want to do in those areas, you can bet that you've got the fairies on your side as well. Use them. They're part of our help system in creating with the universe. So I think it's time. I just get the sense that for many of us, it's time to step out onto the stage, into the spotlight, and do the work that we have asked for and or have been prepared for. So for many of you listening to this show or to Spiritual Connections Radio, you're being guided and led divinely into the next step for you to communicate with the fairies and the angels and your spirit guides and your departed loved ones. So you have okay, Mark, it's 6:30. Do you want? I'm sorry, it's on the half hour. Do you want to do what you do with the half hour?
Sure, I'll do what I do. Well, you know, before I get started, let me share a story with you. You know, it's funny. I think for a very, very long time, you know, I was very willing to accept, you know, working with angels and ascended masters and, you know, all other types of beings and everything. And I think, you know, coming into that, I think, you know, then I got into a point where I started to see the elementals and then the fairies. And it's funny because the fairies were like the last ones out there. And for me, you know, I like to put the terminology that it was a little too woo-woo for me. And that's funny as a spiritual person to kind of say, well, I'm going to draw the line in the sand here. But what was interesting is someone was telling me a story once that they had a garden, and the garden wasn't doing too well. And the woman was very spiritual. She was very connected, and, you know, she believed very strongly in the fairies and the elementals and everything like that. And she goes, you know, I'm out here, and I just don't understand why you guys aren't helping me with this garden, and, you know, what's going on here. And very simply, she heard in a very, very loud voice, you never asked us. And I think it points to the key concept that, and, you know, we see this with the fact that, you know, for different aspects of our life every day, we have to ask for assistance. We have to ask for guidance. And, you know, I asked a number of spiritual teachers over the years, why is that? And the idea is that every day is a brand new day for us. And because we have free will, it means that every day we have to reach out and ask for guidance from whatever you believe in. You know, for me, that's Creator. You know, that's an interesting concept for a lot of people, especially like me, who come from a very, very strong Christian background, that I have to ask God for help. But it's something that you have to do. And that's because God himself, or the Creator, also, his number one rule, or her number one rule, is that free will is very, very important. And that also means that you have to ask your guides and angels to help you every single day. I used to like blanket things. I like to create little packages where I would set an intention, say, effective today, I want my angels and guides to work with me for 1 year, you know, and I just wanted to just like cover it like that. And, you know, just that way I don't have to ask every day. And if I forget, I know I got the coverage and stuff like that. But it doesn't work that way. You actually every day have to put that intention out there to say, you know, please help me. And it is a matter of asking. So, yeah, I thought there was an interesting story about the garden. It's like, well, you never asked us. You just assumed we were going to do it. So, yeah, for anybody who's turned in or tuned in, you are listening to In the Arms of Angels, Dr. Connie. And this is on Spiritual Connections Radio. You can find out more about this show and other shows on our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And I always like to remind people that if you missed the show, or if you had people you want to listen to the show, or someone misses the show, you can let them know that probably about 10 minutes after the show is over, it goes into the archive. So if you follow the link to the same place you went to listen to the show, you're able to pull up any of the previous shows, including this show and all the other shows that we have. So I'm also told from a number of people who are more technically advanced than me that you can actually subscribe to this, actually get them sent to you on iTunes. You can download them as MP3s and all kinds of great stuff. So, handing it back to you.
Owen, thank you very much. For those of you who have self-esteem issues, what do you think about being so grand that God Almighty and every angel in heaven has to have your permission to do something for you? That your self-will is such a powerful thing that the very being that created everything can't come in without our permission. I don't know, I just think it's kind of a heady thing. How many of you don't think you can make a difference? How many of you think that the life that you live is you're unable to touch anyone's life? And how many, when you ask, or when you're in your woe is me, How many of you get a thought? And you don't do it, or you do it. The thought to make a phone call, write a letter, buy a book, take a class, go take a walk, pray, meditate, drink more water, quit smoking or drinking, call your mother. We feel, so many of us feel so disconnected that we don't know how to receive, that it's very difficult for us to conceive of a intimate relationship with beings. It's hard enough to create intimate relationships with beings that we can see. But beings that we can't see. Now, I grew up in a very fundamental Christian home, and talking about angel, even in a fundamental home, angels had a very limited place. Fairies did not exist except as Tinkerbell. So I didn't see or have any sense of any spirituality outside of a very small window. So there's not very many people that can come to me and say, yeah, but when it comes to God or the angels or whatever, I've been there. I've been there, done that. And I can tell you that in my mind's eye, in my walk today, I saw the fairies. I saw them laughing and flittering from plant to plant. I saw them flying in the breeze like they were riding a ride at a fair and just having a wonderful time. And I am telling you that you can have the life that you want. You can create the relationships that you want. You can create the life that you want. You can get out of the box that you're in and out of the box that you have God and the angels and the fairies in, that God and the angels and fairies can only do this, they can't do that. Or you can only do this, but you can't do that. If anyone would have ever told me that this little girl from Oklahoma could one day have her own radio show and have a PhD and get to work with the angels, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And the only thing that I did was say yes. And the only thing that I did was open myself up to allow myself to believe in something that growing up, I wasn't allowed to believe in. Is there somebody there?
I'm trying to bring up the callers, and I actually got blown out of the console, so I should have something for you in a few minutes.
Okay. So do you want me just to continue chatting away?
Yes.
Okay, I will continue chatting. It's a wonderful life and a wonderful way to live when you let the angels and the fairies in. You get to learn very painful things about yourself, but the only way to work through it is to be aware of it. So I am here to, as a personal testimony, to let you know that change can happen. and that the angels and the fairies exist. And I am here to challenge you to seek further information. Get a card reading. Get an angel card reading. Get a tarot card reading. Do Reiki or Theta healing, or there's so many wonderful ways that the angels work. And by all means, read your religious material and pray to the God that you pray to. But bring in also the world and the spirit world that God created. So, I kind of feel like I'm waiting for the phone to ring.
Okay, we're all ready to go.
Okay, very cool.
Jerry, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Hello.
I'm good.
Okay, your name was Terry, I'm sorry?
Jerry with a G.
Okay, Jerry, how can I help you?
I was interested in angel card reading.
Okie doke. Did you have a specific question?
I was looking for job information about my future employment.
Okay. Are you working now?
Yes.
And are you wanting something in the same field?
Yes.
All right. Let me get this. And what have you done so far? Have you been looking? Are you just in the questioning stage?
I've been looking and applying, yes.
Okay. Are you getting any, I don't know if you were listening earlier or not or tuned in. Are you getting any swirling? Are you getting any, like when I was looking for work, I would get these job pop-ups and it would be directed at me. It would have my name on it, you know, something I would
right.
Remember. I have
no
interest.
I'm not feeling that. Maybe a little bit, but not like what you were talking about.
Okay. All right, so here's what the angels are saying. They want you to visualize success. Have you told the angels what it is you want?
I don't know if I specifically said to the angels, but I have put my intentions out there to the universe.
Well, that would be kind of the same thing. I mean, for example, if the angels came in and God gave them a piece of paper and said, this is what Jerry wants for a job, is there something out there in the universe that says, I want this kind of work at this kind of pay, this place, this commute, I want a, you know, office with a window, whatever.
Right, yes, I would say yes.
Okay, great. So what the angels want you to do is every day and when you're led to visualize yourself being there and doing whatever it is that you're doing.
Okay.
Visualize it like you were really there. So smell the smells, see is it going to be like an office type thing?
Teaching job.
Okay, teaching. Okay, great. So see yourself in the classroom. How many students do you have? What course are you teaching? See the students, you know, really engaged in the presentation of your class and you know, people are laughing and smiling and, you get to visualize all of that.
Okay.
So that is why, now I know why you pulled the book card, because obviously your teaching is going to involve the textbooks and also other information that you might want to bring in besides just the textbook. But whatever you bring into your class, whatever you do, is going to be very personal for you. And the angels want you to honor that. There may be some people who would look at a particular way you would conduct a class or information you would bring into the classroom, the way that you would be around your students. They want you to be the way that you conduct yourself is the way that you personally know in your heart that you need to do.
Okay.
Whether anybody else does it or not.
Okay.
So there are students that you can touch, but only because you are going to have the personal integrity of doing your teaching and conducting yourself in the way that is going to reach those students.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay for you. They want you to really focus on your third eye, your chakra that is right between your eyebrows,
yeah,
which is a spiritual chakra. And what this does is it gives you, you can see the angels, you can see visions. It's going to help you do the visualization. But it's also going to help, the angels can download for you ways that you can touch these students in a way that no one else is going to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. Very good.
So when you do that and you're following your higher calling, there's no way you can't end up where you're supposed to.
Okay.
So you just keep putting it out there. It may be at a different location. It may be at a different. It may look differently than what you had projected, but the intention of what you're wanting to create is what's going to be created. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So just keep doing that, and yeah, you can't lose.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck to you. And if you email me at drconniesays@gmail.com, email me and let me know. Email me and let me know how it went for you.
Okay, I will.
Okay, it's drconniesays@gmail.com. So I would love to hear from you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, Norma. You're on with Dr. Connie.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm doing very well. How can I help you?
I would like to know what my angels have to say.
About anything in particular?
Yes. My grandson seems to be having a series of seizures, and
okay.
And I'm not satisfied with the diagnosis from the doctors.
Does he have epilepsy?
Well, it just started earlier this year, like about 3 months ago, and so
okay,
it's just a bit confusing for me.
All right. Well, let me do. Hang
on. All right, got you on speaker, so I can shuffle the cards.
Okay.
All right. Here's before I'm shuffling. While I'm shuffling the cards, one thing that I'm getting from the angels is the way that you handled this. How old is your grandson?
12.
12. Okay. The way that you handled this, and the faith that you have in the angels, even if he doesn't respond to it, is really going to help him cope with what he's coping with.
Okay.
So the stronger you are in your faith, the more that it helps him out. So let me okay, you're very fearful. And one of the things that Archangel Michael wants to do, when we're afraid and when we're very close to somebody, like our grandchildren, there's a cord that's attached to us and the people that we love. And because you're so worried, which any grandmother would be, you've attached this cord of fear between you and your grandson. So what Michael wants to do, with your permission, is he would like to cut the cord, which does not cut the relationship. It just cuts the fear between you and your grandson. Does this make sense to you?
A lot of sense.
Okay. So if you can just imagine, and there's nothing wrong with cords. Cords are very natural. So what...
I didn't understand. Could you explain what is it you said? I didn't get the word. What is natural?
Okay, it's cords. Like C-O-R-D-S. Cords.
Okay.
They're like hollow tubes. And it's very natural to attach when we're very close to someone. It's natural to have these tubes that they kind of go from our stomach, you know. And so what Michael wants to do is he wants to cut the cord of fear. And then he and Archangel Raphael are going to come in and replace the fear with peace, because it's very important for you to stand strong in your faith.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do is say something like, Archangel Michael, I call upon you now. Please cut this cord of fear between me and my grandson and replace it with peace, so that both he and I feel peace and centered. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, you're a very important part of your grandson's life. I don't know if you realize how important you are to him.
Yes, I do.
And he relies on you more than you may think he does. And right now, you're doing everything exactly right. The angels applaud you for everything that you do and have done for your grandson. So he's very, very lucky to have you. So, ma'am?
I said I understand. You're right on.
Oh, okay. Well, the angels are right on. They know exactly what you and your grandson need. So just stand in the faith that you're doing everything that the angels want you to do, and that everything is going to turn out for you and your grandson's highest good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we got one last one and 2 minutes left.
Okay. Oh, 2 minutes. Okay. I'm ready.
Mombi?
Hi, how are you doing? Good evening.
I'm doing very well. How can I help you this evening?
I would like to know if you, I'd like to see if there are any cords or anything of that nature attached to my energy fields. I haven't been able to feel myself lately. I've been having a lot of frustration. And it seems like every time I try to move a step forward, something else happens. So that's creating a lot of frustrations within myself to the point I'm feeling discouraged at this moment. And that doesn't make me happy.
Okay. Well, one thing, you're very wise because you know exactly what the problem is. The angel Teresa wants you to take a time out. She says you're working way too hard and you're taking care of everybody else but you. And it's time to start taking care of you because you're very tired, you're pushing yourself, you keep doing more and more and more. And they want to tell you with all the love in their heart, they're taking you by their hand and they're telling you just to stop.
Yeah, but this is the thing. If I stop working, I'm self-employed, and this is what's going on. If I stop working when I have to the client.
No, they're not asking you to stop working. They're asking you to find the balance between work and letting the angels help you.
Yeah, and that's being a little, I'm not trying to be negative. I know what you're saying, but I'm trying to figure out what's the message, because when I'm trying to find the balance, it's like if I have the clients, I'm lucky to have them because that provides for my bills, because I know all of a sudden they just go away. So I have to work when I have the ability to work and the client.
Do you have my website, my email address? Dr. Connie says at gmail.com.
Okay.
Dr. Connie says at gmail.com. I need to get off the show now because there's another show coming on, but I want you to email me and then we can talk some more.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time. By the way, you were right in that. I needed to take the time. I think that's exactly what's going on. Thank you so much for doing this.
You're welcome. You're welcome, ma'am.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
That's great. So you've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. She's on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show is available for replay, downloads to iPod, MP3s, and everything from the website www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, Dr. Connie.
Good night. Thank you, Mark. Good night, everyone.